Start the second hour of Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins at the mic here. Today's date is October 4th, 2020, and we are working on getting my guest called up right now. I was looking over some facts on Lou Rockwell today. There's a lot of great articles up there. I didn't realize 8,000 people die a day. 150,000 people die worldwide per day. The video the doctor was, not doctor, but the attorney was talking about, the PCR tests are certainly flawed. We're not talking about a perfect system here. The article in reference on Lou Rockwell talking about the fake pandemic goes into some detail talking about the PCR testing, how flawed it is. It was flawed for finding whooping cough and a number of other things. It is a very flawed system, but it's a system they're using, and which is giving us a lot of false positive tests, and which is pumping up the numbers, which is pumping up the fear. I've got some questions that I'm going to this week. When they did my test, I had to have the COVID-19 test before I could go to the hospital and take care of my kidney stones. It took me 5 weeks to get in the hospital. I was in a lot of pain. And they wouldn't see me unless I had the test, and of course, if it came back positive, they had to make up, they had to do some special procedure here with all kinds of gowns and everything. It was quite ridiculous. I had it done, and my test results were supposed to come back in 24 hours, no longer than 48 hours. And I was in the hospital. They had to put the mask on me, and everybody came to see me, the physicians, the anesthesiologists. And they all had masks on and visors and everything you can think of. They went way overboard. And they said, your test hadn't come back yet. It should have come back, the results yet. I sure hope so, because this stuff is all very, very hot. They had an N95 mask. He had a visor, face visor on. And then he had one of those paint spray gun masks that have the vents on both sides. And a couple different gowns on it. It was so ridiculous. His face was beet red. And he says, this is really hot. I sure hope your test comes back soon. I hope it's negative. It came back within an hour of my procedure, having my stents placed. And he was very happy, and the procedure went well. And I got a tune-up, a post-op procedure coming up next week to find out how everything's going. And so far, so good. Still passing some stones, by the way. But that's how that went. Well, it looks like we have our guest, Ron, down there in Central Florida. How you doing, buddy?
Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing my great. Hey, I want to first play a clip, and I want to get you. You and I talked about this earlier today. I want to play this clip. You saw it. I'm not going to ruin it, but I want to give a little heads up on the clip I want to play right now. And I watched it today, and I was very moved by the clip. But we'll talk about that, and we're going to go through your eyes. What's going on? In the past, what happened, government, everything we can think about, and then the current situation where we are right now. And you know the rules, the language. I know I can get heated and angry sometimes. I got to watch what I say here. We don't have a five-second delay button. I guess sometimes I wish we did, but I'm going to keep myself cool and collected here, and I think we're going to be fine. So let me give you a little heads up on this clip here I want to play. I've played it before. Okay. We had it edited. The language was taken out. I said one time I would play it anyway. I would give a heads up. If the words are offensive to you, I'd give you a heads up. You have 30 seconds to leave the room. But I was going to play it anyway, only because when you have educated people that blow their top, lose their cool, it's because of anger and frustration at the system, the indoctrination, the fake news system. And this is a clip from the drama news show called The Newsroom. It ended a couple years back, and I think it ended for a reason, because I think we all got into this show called The Newsroom, and we saw that this was truly a news organization that was trying to get to the root of what was going on, find the truth, get the facts in order, and then tell the American people, this is what we found out. And they were in competition with a lot of other news agencies, but there was a lot of fake stuff out there, and they wanted to be acknowledged as the truth tellers when it came down to the news. I thought it was a fabulous, fabulous show. I wished it had gone a few more seasons, but I do believe the influence of that was why it was taken off, because I think people started to think, well, Fox, why can't Fox be like that? Why can't CNN be like that? Why can't MSNBC be like that? Your regular ABC, NBC, how come we have such poor quality of news and it's so biased? So the clip is from The Newsroom. It's Jeff Daniels in an auditorium at a college. He's got on one side of him, he's got a politician, one of these liberal politicians. On the other side of him is, I think, who is that? There was another professor or somebody at academia. And then there was a professor who was the moderator, the professor of the college, probably the dean or something. And so it's open for questions and answers. And the question is open to the young teenagers, not teenagers, but young college kids. And a young girl was called upon to give a question, and we'll just take it from there.
Let's move on to the next question. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Jenny. I'm a sophomore, and this is for all three of you. Can you say in one sentence or less what, you know what I mean? Can you say why America is the greatest country in the world?
Diversity and opportunity.
Lewis?
Freedom and freedom. So let's keep it that way.
Will?
The New York Jets.
No, I'm going to hold you to an answer on that. What makes America the greatest country in the world?
Well, Lewis and Sharon said it. Diversity and opportunity and freedom and freedom.
I'm not letting you go back to the airport without answering the question.
Giving him a clue.
I'm sorry?
Well, our Constitution is a masterpiece. James Madison was a genius. The Declaration of Independence is, for me, the single greatest piece of American writing. You don't look satisfied.
One's a set of laws and the other's a declaration of war. I want a human moment from you. What about the people? Why is America
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer.
Gasp.
You're saying
yes.
Let's talk about...
Fine. Sharon, the NEA is a loser. Yeah, it accounts for a penny out of our paycheck, but he gets to hit you with it anytime he wants. It doesn't cost money. It costs votes. It costs airtime and column inches. You know why people don't like liberals? Because they lose. If liberals are so f***ing smart, how come they lose so goddamn always?
Hey.
And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And yeah, you, sorority girl, just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. And one of them is there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories. Number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation, period, ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yosemite?
sure used to be. We stood up for what was right. We fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed. We cared about our neighbors. We put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chest. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured diseases, and we cultivated the world's greatest artists and the world's greatest economy. We reached for the stars, acted like men. We aspired to intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves by who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't scare so easy. We were able to be all these things and do all these things because we were informed by great men, men who were revered. First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one. America is not the greatest country in the world anymore. Enough?
That is a powerful clip. I tell you what, I watched that this afternoon. I've seen it many times, and it actually truly brought tears to my eyes because I think we are capable of so much more. Everything he said was correct, absolutely correct. We are not the greatest nation anymore. That's us saying that we are. And when I see this Make America Great Again, as if we're great at one time. If we were, that was a long, long time. It's been a long time. I can't even go back to the date of when we were great, and I'm only 59. But I do know we had more freedoms and rights, and each year they're disappearing. It's why I make such an issue out of when I do my 4th of July show, I get very hot. Because this clip will come to mind saying, what are we celebrating? What are we celebrating? Beer, hot dogs, fireworks, is that what we're celebrating? Because we don't have the freedoms we used to have. And it's going to get worse now that we have this pandemic, this scandemic called COVID-19. I don't even want to do the 4th of July show because I know how angry I'm going to be that day. But I'm going to do the show. I know I will. Ron, you've seen that clip before. You heard it again.
I have.
Spot on. Spot on. Does it make you feel the same way I do? Does it anger you? Does it make you feel like what's going on here? Is this like a dream? But we are capable of so much more. I think you would agree with that.
I do, Steve. But actually, it breaks my heart more than it makes me angry. Being older than you, I do remember things a little differently than you might. I do think I remember a time when it was a great country and it really felt good to be in America and be an American. But that's when I was a child.
Take me back there. Take me back there and give me a little bit of example of what you're talking about, Ron. Take me back there.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna draw a line. I'm going to take you back before LBJ.
Okay.
Now, again, I was a kid, but as I remember, TVs, all the news agreed with each other. We all thought we were getting the correct news. You know, they say something happened today. We believe it did happen. Everything was just, you know, if we went to war, it was because we had to. And right. We needed to kick that enemy's butt. You know, World War II, Korean War, everyone felt good about the servicemen and the job they were doing. All the government, it seemed like, didn't matter if you were Democrat or Republican, you might have a little different feeling about it, but you supported the military. And yet at the same time, we didn't go to war with everybody in the world. We only did it when we needed to. And that's the feeling that we all had. LBJ kind of changed everything for me. He was the one that changed everything. And I don't, you know, you wanted to bring up some issues. I'm going to start with the Kennedy assassination.
Okay, sure. Go for it.
You know what, though, before I get to ranting on that, I want to commend you and your engineer. You've got the best bumper music of anybody. And I'm talking about even the big guys on the big networks can't hold a candle to your music.
Well, we got a special surprise for you, because I told my board op here, my engineer Ken, I told him this afternoon, you know, let's make this kind of like in your generation, the 60s music. Let's make this hour in your eyes, that your hour. Let's make it meaningful. So we're going to have some great bumper music in this hour.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to LBJ. Now, you and I had a talk. I'm going to say one of the things that I think first got us talking to each other, the Kennedy assassination changed my whole outlook, but not when it happened. I was only, I don't know, 12, 13, something like that when it happened. I bought hook, line, and sinker. I bought the government story about that.
Right.
It was only later in life when I got to looking at the Zapruder tapes. And, you know, it's like Kennedy gets shot once and maybe another shot or two. And then all of a sudden his head snaps backwards.
Right.
And yet they're telling us that he was shot from behind. Now, right. I'm not that stupid. You know, that's not the way it works. When you get hit, whether it's a basketball, you're playing dodgeball, it's a baseball, when you get hit in the face and your head goes backwards just because you've been hit from the front. And at that point, I realized that LBJ wasn't that good of a president, because he was holding up that government story very well. Yeah. And that's what got me thinking, it's time to start looking at some other things. Government stories, you know, Walter Cronkite, all these things I used to believe, it's time to look at them again. And this time be real critical about it. Mm-hmm. Not so much, you know, the innocent kid that's waving the flag and loving the country. I do love this country, Steve. We talked about that. I love the Constitution, everything this country was based on, and the people and the land. I love this country. But I have
here comes some of that. Here comes some of that great bumper music for you, Ron. So just hold that thought.
Okay.
We're going to come right back to that. And you are listening to Off the Beaten Path. My special guest, Ron, from down here in Central Florida. We'll be right back.
And they had time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to be. To everything turn.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know.
And we are back. We are in the 60s here with this music here and my special guest, Ron. And we're talking about through his eyes what he's seen in his age, much different than myself. So let's go right back to LBJ and the JFK assassination. You figured that out, Ron, that you were lied to. That was the first lie you recognized, correct?
It was. That started the whole chain of things. You know, once your world changes to say, well, wait a minute now, the government was lying about that. That was before we all knew about fake news, at least the people in my generation. We didn't know about fake news, so we didn't know if the news agencies were going along with the government. But we figured out, you know, I did, that the government is not telling the truth. What else is wrong? What else are they lying about? And that's, thank God for the internet, because there's so many things on there you can go look at and reassess what you think about things. Now, I said before, there's a million hoaxes, and there's a few big ones that everyone knows about, and I know you expect me to talk about. But I want to say this is through my eyes as a Vietnam vet. And so I was skeptical about everything by then. Once I started checking out some of these government lies, I was very skeptical. because I'd been lied to all the way through the military, and I just knew that whatever they told you wasn't exactly the whole truth.
Right. Right.
So, you know, of course,
you know, it's funny. It's funny, Ron. I'm the same. You and I woke up with the same incident, the JFK assassination. That's exactly what woke me up. I was in a political science class at IU, and that was one of the things we studied. And I realized that the Warren Commission had admitted or discounted so much information and wrapped it up very, very quickly, as they always do. Because if they find one person they can blame it on, then you don't have to worry about anybody else colluding with that other person. You simply wrap it up and tie it up and close the books on it. And then I realized that they continue to close the files on that and keep things from the American people for another 70 years, another 70 years. Why? Why would they do that unless they're hiding something? So that was the first one for me also. It was the JFK assassination that I realized we were being lied to then. Same as you.
Yeah. Yep. You know, after that, of course, the big one, and that was 9/11.
Yeah.
I started watching videos, and, you know, a lot of people, they suggested possibilities that, you know, even being skeptical, you say, well, I don't know about that. And so there are a lot of theories out there that I didn't necessarily accept it, but I had to entertain it, because when that building drops right straight down,
right,
and then the next one drops right straight down, and I had seen videos of demolition, you know, and it's like, that's just not possible unless that was intended to do that.
Right.
And, of course, Building 7 is the one that woke so many of us up, you know, it wasn't even hit by a plane, and it went right straight down at free fall speed. Something's wrong there. So I know with your listeners, I don't need to go through the whole story. We all know, we've all seen a lot of that stuff that's, you know, total BS.
Ron, would you say that your generation, guys, people your age, are in the same mindset as you right now? Would you think they would be in agreement, 100% agreement of what you're saying?
I think so. Steve, I think most of us are. Most of the people that I know that are around my age, you know, were skeptical because of the whole Vietnam thing way back in the 60s. You know, we didn't like the government then, and we don't care for them now. And it's so obvious. Some of the lies are so obvious. I think most of my friends are highly skeptical of anything the government says.
Yeah. Yeah. Ron, they fooled you back in your age when you went into, did you actually enlist on your own, or were you drafted for Vietnam?
I was drafted. Yeah. I couldn't quite keep my grades up in college.
Got it. So somewhere in between there, you realize when you hit the ground in Vietnam, you realize that what you were told while you were there wasn't quite the truth.
No. Once we got over there, I mean, you know, the story back here in the States is we were saving the world from communism.
That's
not at all what we were doing.
You know, all right, we got some more bumper coming on here for you, and we'll be right back after this short commercial break. I got my good guest here, special guest for this hour. Through his eyes, we're talking to Ron. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh-hoo. People are changing. Ain't it beautiful?
And we are back, and my good guest here this hour is Ron. And Ron, I'm going to open the lines up here. If anybody wants to give a call in, I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-313-9443. I know my good friend who follows me after this show here, Mr. Keith Rogers in Perception Management, is in the loop here. I think he may want to ask you a question. Keith, are you there?
Yeah. Do you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay. Sounds great. Ron, thank you for coming on to RBN here. Hey, and also, Ron, if you'd like, if you exchange emails back and forth with Gator there, you're welcome to get some information from me, and I'll show you all about the lie with Vietnam. It's saddening. But anyway, the reason I called there, I wanted to chime in there, and I won't hold it up because Chris is calling. But anyway, those that keep taunting us, whenever we – Ron, you mentioned this about before Johnson and stuff, but whenever you see these old-time – TVs and stuff, they're always using memes that have old-time TVs, old-time family images that show the old time. And I think that's the way that they're showing us that that life is gone. We're into the new normal. Everything has changed. We're not looking back at the Maytag repairmen and stuff anymore. We're looking now at the flat-screen TVs with the total filth across it. That's all I had to say, okay?
Yeah, appreciate that. Ron, you want to comment on that?
Well, honestly, Steve, it was I had a little trouble hearing. Volume wasn't up quite enough for me. I'm an old guy. but I did hear something. I have to make a comment on the new normal.
Yeah.
That is an expression that just kind of scares me to death. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, to me, normal was what I experienced from, you know, when I was old enough to realize I was alive to somewhere in my 30s or 40s. Now nothing's normal in my eyes.
That's right.
You and I agree on many things that we've talked about.
But these are bizarre times. These are very bizarre times. Yeah, what's a boy? What's a girl? What bathroom to use? I mean, it's very bizarre, and they're telling us that's the new norm.
We
didn't have the indoctrination. Yeah, we didn't really have the indoctrination. I think when we went to school, I don't remember being guided in a certain direction here. I was told to think for yourself. And now we see the indoctrination process in the school system here. I call it the public fool system. And I am totally against that, and emphasizing homeschooling to get out of the public fool system. But what Keith was trying to say is the portrayal of the American family. We don't have nuclear families anymore, really not as high as we should. The black family is very much parted ways. And it's why we probably have a lot of problems in the black community with violence and no family structure, no father, to guide them. We touched on the JFK. We didn't touch on Bobby. We didn't even touch about Watergate. Watergate also was one of the big eye openers for me, probably for you also. The corruption behind this, the FBI director, J. Edgar Hoover. I guess we can ask ourselves, Ron, do you think government was ever honest?
Some things just repeat themselves, and some things never change. The FBI was so corrupt back then. Oh, gee, and yesterday. Things, to me, it seems like they're getting worse. Now, I know you like Trump, I like Trump, but I'm mad.
Let's backtrack there. The lesser of two evils, Ron. I'm not a Trump fan. It's the lesser of two evils, like it was with Hillary. I just look at who's going to do the least amount of damage. That's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping, if you say he was going to put some people in jail, that's what I was hoping for. If you say you're going to build a wall. We need it.
I agree. Oh, yeah.
But again, it's the government talking. And it seems that every politician, as a person, when you meet them and you say, well, that's a good person, and they start talking and you say, well, that sounds like a great idea, then you vote for them, and then they go down the tubes. And that seems to be, that's the norm to me. That's the normal.
It doesn't seem like we hold the politicians accountable at all. I think probably a politician probably gives you 10% of what they actually promise. Probably right around 10%. I'm not sure how they get voted in on 10%. I don't vote for somebody who's given back 10% of what they promised to do in change, and they fulfill 10%.
The answer to that is the lesser of two evils. That's your answer. If you can either vote this one back in, or you can vote that one over there, and you take the lesser of two evils.
Lesser of two evils. Okay. Hey, we're going to go back to the phone, Ron. I've got a caller in Vegas here, and I've got Chris in Las Vegas. You're on with Ron. Chris.
Thank you so much, Ron and Steve. I'm listening to Ron, and I have to say I identify greatly with what he's saying. It occurs to me that what's happened is almost every one of what we felt was our government has been infiltrated, invaded, and taken over by foreign forces that don't have America's interest at heart. They call it the march through the institutions and the Talmud, and I think the Kabbalah. And this infiltration is just like what they're doing to the Boy Scouts today. If you infest the Boy Scouts with a bunch of pedophilic predators masquerading as scout masters and scout leaders and so on and so forth, then you can break down the institution from the inside, and it looks like it's a normal occurrence is just a depravity of the institution, when actually it was infiltrated by a bunch of undercover operatives who were sent in there as an exact destroying mission. And I think that's what's happened to our American government. While we're all busy out making livings and raising families and seeking our entertainments, our recreation, our music, whatever other interests that we find to be endearing to each one of us, other people have a very devious plot behind the scenes, and they're operating as sappers and miners at nighttime and daytime, and they've snuck their way into all of our institutions, the FBI, the DNI, the Department of Justice, the White House, the representatives' positions, and certain states have been targeted, as we recall in Jade Helm 15 and other special operations of government, that breaking down these concentrations of conservative Americans, the so-called red states, and trying to turn them blue, that's where the color purple comes from, the marriage of red and blue together, and they infiltrate it and try to break it down so that we can't stand these institutions, so we'll beg for some other form of government. And I think the other form of government they're planning on giving us is what we term the New World Order or the Deep Dark State. What do you think?
Ron, go ahead and you can take that one.
Okay. Well, I heard a lot there, and I agreed with it. I think the key that I heard is the New World Order. And I think if we look around, it's a scary thought at first. And also, I think a lot of people kind of think they look at that as tinfoil hat. You know, it's like, oh, there's not really going to be a New World Order. Well, there already is. And somebody, I think anyone who thinks about it, young or old, has to realize these politicians are getting their strings pulled somewhere.
Yes.
They're saying things that you know they don't mean. They're doing things that you know they shouldn't or don't want to. They're getting their strings pulled. And is it money or is it even worse? You know, like the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. Somewhere there are people that are controlling this whole thing. I don't know who. I don't know where they are. But it's obvious if you look around that that's what's beginning to happen. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. I've always thought there must be some major. I thought there was a with the formation and creation of the NSA, I assumed, and when we found out how much surveillance there was on the American people, I knew it wasn't so much on us. Later on, they would come to us, but we wouldn't be the primary, the first. But the NSA was about finding the dirt on the politician to blackmail them. I think there's a major right. blackmail operation going on, and the NSA has been part of it from the very beginning. Because if you find dirt on politicians, and I think there's a lot of dirt on politicians, you can contain them and keep them in line and going along with the mission, with this New World Order. I just yep. assume that blackmail works, and people who aren't able to be blackmailed, well, they'll go through the back door on Vault 7 software and put some nasty images of child pornography on your computer. Next thing you're ruined. They'll ruin your life. Mm-hmm. There's ways to do that. And if that doesn't work, then they just flat out kill you.
Exactly.
You have a bad accident, you know, something happens like that. So
hello,
I think that's
brother.
How it works. I think there's a major, major blackmailing operation going on in this country. And maybe even yeah. Donald Trump's in on it too, possibly.
I think they're all susceptible.
Yeah.
You know, some probably a lot less than others, but that just means that they have to work harder on them if they're clean. And they don't yeah. mean to be evil. Right. They have to work a little harder to find the, you know, to push the right button on those people.
Yeah.
But
hey, Chris, again, I thank you for your call. I appreciate your call, Chris.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you. I've got another call in the lineup here. Earl in Texas, you're on with Steve and Ron.
Yes, good evening. I appreciate you taking my call. Ron, just like you, you know, I've looked at the JFK situation. I was in junior high or high school at the time that occurred. And not like you, you were drafted, but myself, I bought into the propaganda when I was in high school that if Vietnam had fall into the communists, the United States will be next. So while I was in high school, I joined the Marine Corps. Now, didn't know at the time, but after the fact, probably 13 years after the fact, I started to wake up and realize we didn't have to go anywhere. I mean, anywhere to go and fight against tyranny. It was here all along. Real fast, I'm fast-forwarding here to the current situation of the COVID-19. This new normal is an assault against the principles of our republic and our individual sovereignty. And it's removing our past. And once our past is removed, well, we know what happens there. And one last point I'd like to make is a counterpoint. When we the people are denied our First Amendment, which includes speech, and speech is thought, thought presents a counterpoint to any official narrative, and it challenges them in an open forum. We have been denied this open forum. Therefore, that is a good sign that people could see that is a sign of dictatorship. And that's all I had. And Ron, I appreciate you down there in Florida. And Mr. Steve, the same with you. And I'm glad that you have recovered from your kidney stones.
I appreciate that, Earl. Thank you.
Okay. Y'all have a good night.
That was a good call. Good call from Earl. What do you think? What's your comment?
It was Earl's a good man. I heard what he said about the about not fighting anywhere. It seems that they want us distracted by so many things, so that none of us seem to want to focus on the main thing. And people like Earl,
that's right,
and all your other callers, I think actually all of your listeners get it. If we all focused on what's truly wrong, we'd be marching around D.C. They're throwing so many distractions at us that so that we don't see that they're all owned. All the power. I mean, I've been seeing that on TV all my life, the jokes about the politicians. But this time, right. I mean, it's worse than ever. It's true. They're all owned. They're all evil. And if we keep watching and don't talk about it and don't do anything about it, you know, this country's going to go more than downhill. I think it's going to disappear.
Okay.
More
calls are lining up. We got to get to them. We got about 12 minutes. Donna in California, you're on with Steve and Ron.
Have any of you ever read the book Barbarians Inside the Gates, The Black Book of Bolshevism by Colonel Grand Dupree?
I have not. No.
No.
Well, he, a military officer in the Air Force, and he's written several books about communism. And he lays at the feet the turning of this country to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That's when he said the changes took place. Roosevelt brought in many Russian communists into this country and put them in high-ranking positions in our government. And as you know, he also wrote an executive order to confiscate all the gold from everybody.
Yeah. Right.
And if they didn't turn it in, they would be arrested. Well, that's a dictatorship.
Yes, it is.
So I'm just saying, this is a long-range plan that's been going on since Roosevelt. And after reading this book, it really helped me understand.
Let me ask you something, Donna. Would you equate the gold confiscation by FDR to be similar to the government pushing, or the Federal Reserve, or the bankers, the central bankers pushing a digital currency on us to control
us?
Yes,
of course. Yes, of course they do. They're 1913 when they...
Yeah, Donna, hold that thought. We're going to go to commercial break real quick. We'll come right back to you. And after that, we've got Mitchell in Tennessee. You are listening to Off the Beaten Path. I'm on with Ron down here in Central Florida.
I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy.
What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Calls here. I want to make sure everybody's heard today, and my special guest Ron down here in Central Florida. I'm so glad I met you, Ron. This is you never know who you're going to meet and the conversations you're going to pop in on. And here I included myself on that discussion you were having with somebody else in politics, and you didn't shoo me away. You actually said, "Yeah, come on in here. Let's talk about this." Back to Donna in California. Donna, make it quick here. I got one more behind you. I want to get him in, so go ahead and finish up real quick.
Okay, I just want to say that Bolshevism and communism is the New World Order. It just goes by a different name. So that's what people have to understand. It's communism. And that's what Antifa and Black Lives Matter are. They're Bolsheviks hired by the bankers, just like they did in the former Soviet Union. So we're seeing a repeat of history.
We are.
Okay, I'll let you go and let other people talk.
Appreciate it, Donna. I agree 100%. Ron, I think you're probably saying, we talked about earlier, the bankers controlling all. We're going to have to do this again, Ron, because we got more information to talk about. We didn't get into the banking cartels and the central banking, that whole scam, keeping us slaves. But we'll do that another time here. But let's go back to the phones here. We got Mitchell in Tennessee here on with Steve and Ron.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Doing good.
Steve,
what's
where's
on your
my
mind?
Bumper music? You're supposed to play the music Walking in Memphis, remember?
I did it last
week.
Hey, look,
Steve, I'll make it quick and to the point. There's a word called kakisocracy. It's defined as a system of government which is run by the worst, least qualified, or most unscrupulous citizens. I think you guys agree, maybe we don't have a democracy now. It's called a kakisocracy. But let me do one more. I'm going to read a definite. Okay. I'm going to read a quote, a very famous quote of a man by Lysander Spooner, lived prior to the Civil War and just after. Drill live wire. They don't teach him in school that much, I don't think. But here it is. But whether the Constitution really be one thing or another, this much is certain, that it has either authorized such a government as we have had, or it has been powerless to prevent it. In either case, it is unfit to exist. Now, people are going to get aggravated. I want to ask a question. Is the problem the system, not religion, but is the problem here the system of government, or is it bad people? Keep in mind, the reason for, according to Thomas Hobbes, the reason for an authoritarian system of government was to prevent bad people from doing bad things in society. Mm-hmm. That's one of the definitions of a citizen, is a person who owes an allegiance to government in return for protection. So is the problem the bad people, or is the problem a bad system that's allowing bad people to game the system over and over and over? What say you guys?
Let's let Ron answer that, because we're gonna close out the show soon. So Ron, what's your answer to that one? Bad people, or the system is bad, allowing bad people in?
I think the system is beautiful as designed. It's when the people don't follow it, it's bad people. They're allowing this to go on, allowing that. They're helping each other, covering things up. I think it's bad people.
Think so.
Okay.
I think it's a combination of both, and let me explain right why we can real fast here, is that the founders, I wish the founders had some vision and would have known that the career politician was going to be a problem that would be, well, they didn't know they had no idea that there'd be lobbyists, that they didn't theorize that would ever happen. But the career politician turning from statesman to career politician, I think was the beginning of the corruption starting right there. You had a decent system that was based on trust. We never figured that the statesman would turn into a politician and would remain in office forever and ever. That was our problem right there.
Yeah. I'll close on this note. Way back when they talked about, you know, Thomas Hobbes and stuff, it was like 1651 or something. We've come a long way with the technology, and we've got bad people in these positions of power, and they have weapons that Thomas Hobbes would have thought was magic. So it's very scary knowing that these bad people are in these positions of high power with this type of technological capability. Very scary thought indeed. Anyway, I'll leave it at that.
I agree. Good call. Good call, Mitchell. That completes our show. Ron, it has been an honor. I think we're going to have to do this again, Ron, if you're up to it. I would love to have you back. We didn't get into the shadow government, which is now called the deep state. I think we got a lot more territory to cover here through your eyes. So if you're willing to, I'd love to have you come back sometime.
I would love that, Steve. It's always great talking to you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun here. Well, that closes out the show. Ron, again, thank you. I'll be talking to you here next weekend when I see you up there where we go to and hang out. And health, happiness, and safe travels, everyone. I'm back in the studio tomorrow night with Mr. John Stadmiller and his show, the National Intel Report. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night. To make us stop, put us on.
The enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.